Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone doing Alafia Hotep, you've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming at you from Oracle Divination Network. I hope each and every one of you are doing fair to Midland. Thank you so much for joining me. And do tell a neighbor that I'm on the air. And as well as give me those two thumbs up, go down and tell a neighbor that they ought to join us in the show tonight and even call in. And our topic is the five civilized tribes are now working with Joe Biden. I said the five civilized tribes are now working with Joe Biden. Come on in, ladies and gentlemen, and have a seat. And don't forget to follow me. Follow the leader, I would say. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we have a hot topic for you this morning or this evening, wherever you might be in the diaspora. But first, let me lay precedence. It's going to take some time for me to get into this subject. So bear with me as I give you a foundation to begin to grasp from, because without the news, you cannot hear it anywhere but here on platforms, here in Blog Talk Radio Station. And I am Oracle Divination Network reporting the news. And this was an executive order that I'm going to be reading from. The executive order on improving public safety and criminal justice for Native Americans and addressing the crisis of missing or murdered indigenous people. I said missing or murdered indigenous people. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take note of that, because there have been quite a few missing babies and ladies and children alike. And now some of our men are missing as well. And that's not missing in action while overseas in the military. Now, by the authority, he says, and I quote, invested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, I hereby order as follows. Section 1, policy, the safety and well-being of the Native American in a top priority for my administration. My administration will work hand in hand in tribal nations and tribal partners to build safe and healthy tribes, and I quote, committing and to support comprehensive laws, enforcement, prevention, intervention, and support services, end of quote. Beginning of quote, generation of Native Americans have experienced violence or mount a missing or murdered family members or loved ones, and the lasting impact of such tragedies are felt. End of quote. Beginning of quote. Throughout the country, end of quote, Native Americans face unacceptable high levels of violence and are victims of violence crimes at the rate much higher than the national average, end of quote. Beginning of quote. Native Americans, women in particular, are disproportionately the victims of sexual and gender bias violence, including intimate partners. Homicide research shows that approximately half of Native American women have experienced sexually violence, and the appropriately half have experienced physical violence by intimate partners, LGBTQ, Native Americans, and people with identity two-spirit people within tribal communities are also often the target of violence. Beginning of quote, and the vast majority of the Native American survivors report being victimized by a non-Native American individual. For far too long, justice has been enhanced, has been excluded for many of the Native American victims, survivors, and families. Criminal jurisdiction, complexities, and resources contained and constraints have left many injustices unaddressed. Some progress have been made, particularly on tribal lands, given that the approximately 70% of American Indians and Alaskan Natives live in urban areas, and part of this epidemic of violence is against Native Americans. People in urban areas we must continue that work on tribal lands, but also build our existing strategies to identify solutions direct toward the particular needs of urban Native Americans. And it goes on to say, and I quote, beginning the quote, in 2020, bipartisan members of the 116th Congress took on an important step towards through the passage of two pieces of legislature. And that is, and I quote, the Savannah Act and the Not Invisible Act of 2019. That includes important provisions for improving laws, enforcement, and justice protocol, as well as improving access to data to address missing of murdered indigenous people. My administration, I quote, he says, is committed to fully implementing these laws and working with the Congress funds these particular programs for Native Americans and earlier this year, the Secretary of Interior and the Attorney General announced a joint commission established partisans to the Not Invisible Act. Laws enforcement, tribal judges, Native Americans, survivors of human trafficking, health care, and mental health practitioners who have experience working with Native American survivors of human trafficking and sexual assault. Urban Indians organization focuses on violence against women and children and family members of the missing or murdered Indigenous people. The commission will work to address the persistent violence endured by Native American families and communities across the country. In addition, the Department of Interior has established a special unit to focus resources on active and unsolved missing person cases. But more work is needed to address the crisis of the ongoing violence against Native Americans and of missing or murdered Indigenous people. Previous excursive actions have not achieved changes of efficient to reverse the epidemic of missing or murdered Indigenous people and violence against Native Americans. And the federal government most priority addresses this issue. And we understanding causes, committed the resources needed to make the high rates of violence crimes than Native Americans experience. Over the long term, coordinated and provided resources to collect and analyze data and work closely with tribal leaders and community members, urban Indians, organizations, and other interested parties to support the prevention and intervention efforts that will make a meaningful, lasting differences on the ground. Now I'm going to stop this for 1 minute. I want to say that this is a rather long policy that Joe Biden has put together. I want to insert some things. Our phone lines are open, and you can call in at 515-605-9839. You can call in, and our phone lines are open. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say I've been reading from an administrative dissertation here that Joe Biden has written. And I want to also say that we have to be on top of these things because this is a binding inauguration speech, I would think. And he's putting all of it out there. He's talking about the trafficking of the Native Americans and the murders that go on against the Native American and the LGBTQ groups. As you see, they are murdering one another. However, he didn't name any type of race of people that are doing more killing than the other. But he did say he was going to preserve their safety. And he is going to definitely put laws out where his administration can work on these particular laws. And he goes on to say, it is the policy of my administration to work directly with tribal nations to strengthen public safety and criminal justice in Indian country affairs beyond to reduce the violence against Native American people and to ensure swift and effective federal actions that respond to the problem of the missing or murdered Indigenous people. Now, come on, people. How many times have we had killings in the area that have not been determine who has killed these people in the black community, and these are homicides that go unsolved. So So that's happening in other nations as well. American people, and to ensure swift, efficient federal action that responds to the problem of missing or murdered indigenous people. My administration understands that Native American people, particularly the survivors of violence, know best what their communities need to make them safe. And if we don't know what our communities need to keep us safe, they bring guns to our community and the community use the guns on us. So if we really wanted to make the community sound, we would make sure that nobody is dropping guns off in the Black Hood community. Administration understands that Native Americans, people, particularly the survivors of violence, know best what their community needs to make them safe. Consistent engagement and commanded and collaboration will drive long-term improvement to the public safety for all Native Americans. Now, let me do some defining here, because I think we need to go back to 1866 when they talked about the actual two or three different types of Native Americans. There were the Coppertone Native Americans. They were the Freedmen Native Americans. And they were the Native Americans who they thought had blood quantum, who met the blood quantum. And I don't know how they can deceive or determine that if they don't know anything about blood quantum, and if they couldn't count blood quantum. For all intents and purposes, here's to the world, I want you to know this, that over 92% blacks have a blood quantum of Native American. 92%. Most of us are part Native American, so we would then qualify for this safety that we have been talking about, that the president wants to put out there. We have long time ago been deemed necessary to have a form of protection, because our life was endangered as well. Not only just the pure-hearted Native Americans, because we are them. We are actually the indigenous people. We're not natives. No, they're natives because they are breeded with not a pure native, but they're breeded with Caucasian as well as native. Now, when we look at trying to decipher how do we give the reparation, you start giving it to the black indigenous people first before you hand anything else out to a nation of people claiming to be natives. Natives means you're not indigenous. You came along a little bit later. We were already here and we were the indigenous ones and we had the mark upon our face and we were those freedmen that you separated from the Coppertone Indians. I have family members who are first line generation Coppertone Indian. Now, I want to address something else. You have gotten with the five tribes, and we know who those five tribes are. I won't sit here and try to ponder you to remember them, but the five tribes were intelligent groups that were asked to work with the government. And they had a job to do, and that job was to keep African Americans in line and keep the slaves enslaved. They were given a job as well as they were told that keep a few slaves of your own and manage them and maintain the slaves on the plantation. So the five civilized tribes stood up against us. They weren't acting on behalf of brothers and sisters. They were enslaving us. and there was a monetary gain to be had. They were told, was there any, well, they asked them, was there any way you can keep the black Africans questioning where is their reparation? How do we summon them from talking about it? And they were told, the five civilized tribes were told that they had a job to do, to keep the native Africans quiet about their reparation and to keep them enslaved. Do not let them out. So our so-called dear copper tone brothers were the ones that were given the task to keep us enslaved. I want you to know that, Dane, that they didn't provide a way of life for us other than slavery. So what are we talking about going back with the Native Americans? What kind of life did we have when we were with them other than being enslaved? So what do you expect the type of life would be now if we went to live among them? Chaos. Because it was chaos from the start, because the overseer and the slave master told the five civilized tribes to separate us through blood quantum. Do not make us a full-blown Indian. We couldn't be copper tone. They were told that we were freedmen. That meant that we weren't full-blooded Native Americans. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. I grew up Native American style from a gentleman that was a first world Native American. His mother was full-blown Cherokee Indian and father involved in Blackfoot Indian. So they took the five civilized tribes and they used them against us. Who else is going to fight against the pure-blooded indigenous first world people? The people that we wanted to cohabitate in a nation with, we now find out they were not our friends. They were fighting against us, but yet we still want to claim Native American. We still want to avoid from getting our DNA. It's probably to your benefit, ladies and gentlemen, to get your DNA to show how much blood quantum you have. And if you are Native American, I'm sure it will show that you had 92% Native American blood and you are the original Native, not an afterthought, not a second thought, but you were in the thick of things. But they just labeled you the freedman Native American and you weren't entitled to any benefits. They beat you out of the benefits and they came up with blood quantum so that they can say, we proved that they're not Native American. They have no blood quantum, or the blood quantum isn't high enough. I think it had to be a quarter of blood quantum in order to qualify. So look at what we got now. We got the president apologizing to the Native, but not apologizing to the African Americans. We're one and the same. And what's going to happen, President Joe Biden, you're going to find out the very people that you were running from all along are the people who you're going to have to face, because the majority of us African-American, most of us are 92% natives with blood quantum. African-American have blood quantum, and we meet the criteria to become a full-blooded Native American. Go on and get your DNA. That's what we should be getting. Somebody stopped us from getting it. Look at your blood quantum and see how much blood Native American you have. It will tell you that you qualify for some land and all the benefits. Now, I'm glad this is coming out because the president is giving us exactly what we want, his commitment to help them. And it goes on to say, beginning the quote, for the nation of federal laws, enforcement strategies to prevent and respond to the violence against Native Americans and the government working with the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Interior, and the heads of other executives, departments, and agencies. Agencies, as appropriate, shall assist and build on existing efforts to develop a coordinated and comprehensive federal law enforcement strategy to prevent and respond to violence against Americans, including to address missing or murdered indigenous people where the federal government has jurisdiction. The strategy set out a plan to address unsolved cases in Native American, provides for coordination among the Department of Justice, the Department of the Interior, and the Department of Honorary Security in their effort to end human trafficking, seeking to strengthen and expand Native American participation in the Amber Alert. Now, as you know, a lot of our children never go on the Amber Alert list. That should change for African Americans. For federal agencies and prosecutors, including those related to trauma-informed and victims, centers, interior, and investigation techniques. The strategy shall also include protocol for offensive, consistent, and culturally, linguistically appropriate communication with families of victims and their advocates, including through the creation of a designated position within the Department of Justice assigned the function of serving as the outreach services and liaison for criminal cases where the federal government has jurisdiction, and the Attorney General and the Secretary of the Interior shall report to the President within 240 days of the date of this order, describing the strategy, developed, and identifying additional resources or other support necessary to implement that strategy. Supporting tribal and other non-federal law enforcement efforts to prevent the responsiveness to the violence against Native Americans, the Attorney General and the Secretary of Interior, working with the heads of other agencies to appropriate, shall develop guidance, identify leading practices, and provide training and technical assistance consistent with applicable laws and available appropriation to, beginning of quote, assist tribal governments in implementing specific domestic violence, criminal jurisdiction, persecution to the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act of 2013. Enabling them to pursue certain non-Indian defendants for domestic violence and dating violence often in Indian country, and also assisting tribes in implementing any relevant tribal provisions in the subsequent Violence Against Women Act. Unauthorization legislature. Let me stop there. Now, the government has put out a decree that he is going to be backing the Native Americans in order to put out an enforcement against any type of trafficking, human trafficking, violence against the Native American women tribes, against the domestic LGBTQ. Now, here we have a situation where we really need to open up. If the LGBTQ is going to be named in this for the violence, then we need to address those people and not act as if it's everyone. Now, the bulk of whoever these people are committing these crimes, we need to call them out. And the president needs to be specific about it. And don't just act like it could be African Americans that are doing this, because I don't think African Americans are involved in these drug trafficking, human trafficking, or killing of any of these Indian women. But nevertheless, if you put out a decree like that specifically for one group of people, you can't forget those other people who have been abused. And we truly have been abused by the policeman department in the streets with the water hose and the dogs and the beatings. And nothing has ever been put out to that measure to help us sustain ourselves. As a matter of fact, we don't have any help. And when Reverend Jesse Jackson tried to come and support a family, they were threatening to put him out along with Al Sharpton. So the people that we would have helped us, you frighten them away. Well, there can be no more big bad wolves that are frightening away our help. We need to continue to have someone in our corner that's going to fight for us. And Joe Biden, we helped put you in office. You are truly our mascot, and you owe us the right to protect us too and not leave us out as if we are not being abused. And you know we are. You know we are. I have plenty of stories that I can tell you how my family and I were abused when we went abroad to support the United States Army just based on several lies that a few white women told, that they were approved and accepted. Knowing that they were lying, they went on with the prosecution and leaving us stranded in a country away from home and having all of our belongings, 18,000 pounds to be exact, locked in stores, coming back home to nothing to start all over. That's called a genocide, when you displace your children, take them out of school, and frighten the mothers as to when and how those children are going to finish their core 40 and graduate. To displace children that are overseas working for the United States Army and taking them out of school, we're going to get those laws changed. We're going to fight to get those laws changed so that no children are ever left overseas when their parents lose logistics or lose their position on account of someone falsifying, not meeting probation. All of the information and the allegations were found to be lies. And even though all of us women were discriminated, they forbidden me to do a class action to work on behalf of the women who were discriminated. Only my case was accepted to only find out that they left it on the table and never went full blow to administer and extinguish the settlement that was supposed to come to my attorney. Yes, I was damaged, and I'm damn mad about it because my family didn't have to go through that. Yes, we were separated and disconnected, and it wasn't right. And somebody is going to hear from me. I'm going to cry loud and spare not. And I might even come to your office, Joe Biden, to tell you the story so you can make things right with me, because they haven't been right for a long time. And I'm talking out of my heart speaking right now, because I want you to know, as just as you bow down to tie up the shoes of another little child, bend backwards to tie up the shoes of a black family, because we were truly the family that went to the rescue of the military to support them, working 10-hour shifts and working ourselves into oblivion, to only find that we could not ride on any of those buses and cars to go to our safety. They left us right in the middle of Germany, and they never looked back to see that we didn't have our orders. That's all they could tell us. But yet they took the orders and laid them on somebody's desk and never renewed them. It was damaging. And I want you to know that a lot of African-American women who've gone abroad to teach and the DOD system have been abused. and have been damaged. I want you to see after it, O'Biden. I want you to look after it, because you haven't been looking our way. Many black women have gone abroad to teach school, some of them teaching around the 12 months, not coming home except for when they could get a break, and many being abused and lied on and discriminated against. But yet we come home and there's no ticket parade. There's no job for us. We can't even bring our belongings with us. We come home empty-handed, having to start all over again. Yes, you want to help the Native Americans? Then try helping us first. The ones that get the master's degrees, to take our school and tutelage overseas to help your military frontline people. I'm darn mad about it. And right now, that case is just laying on the table. It's never been completed, even though a settlement was reached. And even though a check was supposed to be cut, it never was. I want you to fix it, Joe Biden. I want you to fix it. I want you to fix it, attorney. I want you to fix it. Because our attorney that went to fix it, they wouldn't let him fix it. And a settlement was offered. And right to this day, you see that case is not closed. There's a chapter in my life that's missing. And disproportionate that's been done to a many of black women who went into the child development centers to help. It was six of us that needed to be reproved, but we never got anything. But I was told that they would settle with me because they figured mine was as strong as that all of us were discriminated against. So I'm saying, Joe Biden, since you're in the market of fixing things and doing congressional orders, it's time that you do some congressional orders and look back over what they've done to the teachers that have come abroad to work for the United States Army. It's not right. And we got to create some laws against anybody separating from the military that's a teacher cannot be stranded abroad and not given her rights to return home. Anybody that used the angle of falsifying, the angle of not meeting probation against someone that was a number one prize employee, outstanding work. How could you allow a group of people to bring in information to dismiss a whole group of women who were outstanding in their work? I want you to look into it, Joe Biden. I want you to look into it because it's something that you long should have known about because it hasn't been complete and there's no closure there. But we're fixing things for people these days. It's time to fix things for the African-American women who stood on the front line like a natural-born soldier when we took care of the military children and we came home to nothing but damaging our careers. Yes, they lied. And they were found that every allegation was a lie, but they didn't fix it. They said they were settled and that they would pardon me. And at the same time, they never admitted to any guilt, but they knew they were wrong, so they offered to settle, but they didn't. We want you to fix it. We want you to look into it, Joe Biden. And I want to say to all those out there who might be disturbed by the fact that everybody's stepping up in line except the African American. Everyone that has a vice is going to the president, and he's hearing what they're saying loud and clear. Well, hear this, President Joe Biden. I was one of the top in my class who got recruited to go abroad. I didn't want to go. I was headed to go somewhere else, but because my nation had called, I got my husband together, and we both went abroad, working feverishly to serve the United States Army, to only get discrimination back and to come back home without a job and no ticket tape parade. And then all of the offerings that were offered me are still on the table to this day. You need to go back and find out what happened there in that room when they offered to settle. Find out why the check wasn't cut and find out why we had to go back without our 18,000 pounds of household goods and had to start all over in the midst of a recession. Yes, I'm angry about it. Because children should never be displaced from school and taken out of school. They did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. But yet, there were corporals and sergeant majors who stood around that didn't have the authority to do anything. Their hands were tied. They let these four white women walk in and clean out their department, and they never said anything. They never did anything to fight for us. But God will. And I will continue to remember. I will never forget, because not only was my heart broken, but seven other women's hearts were broken who worked feverishly, and we worked 10-hour shifts to keep that department going. And when the time came for us to promote, instead of promoting us, they demoted us, and they took our jobs. Yes, I'm damn mad about it. Yes, I am. I'm going to go to commercial. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this Forge. I do appreciate your time. Our phone lines are open at 515-605-9839. You can call in. And if you would like to speak to the host in the chat room, we can also set in the chat setting. I've been reading the administration this is something that the president has sworn in as one of his inaugural speech, but the executive order that he gave on improving the public safety of criminals and justice for Native Americans. We can too include ourselves, because we are 92% Native American. He needs to be handing that right over to us. If he was smart, he would put the two of us together, knowing that we're one in the same, and that he has to admonish us just as well as those so-called natives. Some of them were $5 Indians. They weren't even real Indians. They bought their way into a status. They never were Native American, not because they married into the Native tribe. It's because they paid their way in. They were called the Dalles List. And some of the Caucasian men are natives that are on that five civilized tribe is not only Native American, but Caucasians who are impersonating as one of the natives. They are not. They bought their way into society back into 1866. They deemed that it was important to break up the Indians and call them some Coppertone Indians, some freedmen, and the other was the actual Native American. However, they had two classes of people, the colored people and then the Native American. In reality, the Native Americans were Native. We were indigenous. So we were the first world people here. And someone stole from us. They stole our identity from us. And they went on to allow white people to go into the nations. And that's not fair. They should be brought down. They should not be acknowledged as a chief, because they are not. They brought their way into society. And for that matter, they have looked over us. They refused to give us our reparation. They even had the five civilized tribes work with them when they were fighting in the war to keep African Americans under lock and key and in prison as slaves, not to allow them to acknowledge that they were in the treaties. Our names were named in the treaties too. We were supposed to get that $150. We were supposed to get so many acres of land. And instead, they brought in the Irish, made us teach the Irish how to crop the land, let the Irish get land grants. That's right. The Irish got land grants. And they told us that we had to help them learn how to crop the land. So in essence, they stepped in as a refugee and took our allotment. And you know it's true. If you go read your history, back in 1938, there was another law that came on the books against the so-called Native Americans. Now, we're not Native to anything. We're indigenous. Those that are calling themselves Native, they're part non-Melanite people that married up with some of the indigenous people. Now, we've got to get this thing right this time, President O'Biden. We've got to look at this thing, and things will go well with you if you will look at this thing and see that the blacks have been discriminated against in every avenue, even when you look at the Constitution. But here we're talking about laws that we know where the treaties were broken, and the treaties can be found now. You can go back and correct these treaties. They can be found now. You don't have to wallow around and find out who is still available. Even with the Freedmen Banks, their receipts to show of all the families who made deposits, whose money was wiped out. You owe for that money. And you know you owe for that money. How can you hide behind these walls of these institutions and pretend that you never owed us anything? We were the Freedmen, remember? They took our Native American children and beat the Native out of them and made them learn the traditional European way and took away all their culture and their customs. See, God will have to deal with all of those people that did that. And I know, Joe Biden, you sound like you're trying to make it right now. Let's make it all the way right. Don't half step on nothing. You know we were part Native American. You know we were the Freedmen. You know that they segregated us out then because they didn't want any slaves being taken in by the Native Americans. But they took us in, they cohabitated with us, they married with us, and my family was a part of the various different Seminole Indians and the Cree. So we know our history. And we're now starting to step up and say, yes, we were part of the Freedmen. They excluded us, but we were part Native American. Our customs and traditions are Native American, and we brought up Native American style. But you don't want us to even claim it now. You're still trying to slip in some fake people in our place. Well, you can't do it. God said that enough is enough. You're going to have to acknowledge that we were who we say we are. We're the indigenous first world people, not an afterthought. We were in the thick of things when the Native Americans came here, when Columbus came here, we were already here. So let's get this thing right. Let's not start showing favoritism where we're writing congressional order just to protect those small groups who you think may support you when it comes to voting. You still need the black vote. And you still got to do right by us, or the ancestors are going to come up from the grave. Yes, they're going to come up from the grave. They've already been summoned. From here and henceforth, there'll be no more tricking the African American and going to the polls and telling us one thing and doing another. This is it. This is the final draw. If you don't turn around and acknowledge us and do something for us, it will not go well with your babies and your family and your household. God will not permit it. You just can't keep pushing a person down to the ground and to the mock and miry clay. We will rise up. And when we rise up, all hell gonna break loose. Because see, our ancestors will be on the scene, and they will be here, and they will be here to fight with us. And you know, we've won a many of wars for many of different people. And don't you think by now we've learned our lesson, we'll learn how to fight for ourselves. We're not gonna ask you for our freedom. We're gonna take our land and our freedom by force. Because no man gains anything by asking for it. He has to command it. And we're commanding this day for you to set things right. And oh, Biden, I'm giving you a charge to go check out what happened at BSP 414 back in 1997 all the way to 2001. I'm asking you to check it out and see what happened on that concern and see if there's anything that went wrong that you would have done differently and corrected. The ancestors are asking you to do that because too many teachers have gone abroad, given up everything they had back home to serve their country, to only find out their country will not serve them in time of trouble, that their company will throw them out with the barracudas instead of assisting and aiding. I'm going to help to get some laws put on the book that no family while overseas shall have their orders taken away from them, that no family overseas will go without proper representation of a legal representation from JAG, that there will be appointed one, that they would have to step out on pro se and handle their own case, and that no family will be fired under the false pretense of the fact that they didn't meet probation. No individual. We're going to put some laws on the table, and we're going to have them adhere to, and I'm going to get every teacher I know to support me because they have gone through too, and they know it's not right, and they've been waiting for the right time for somebody to ask that can help them as teachers. We've helped you, now you gotta help us. I wanna thank my congressman who stepped out and gave a congressional order. That congressional order should have been adhered to, but someone took those orders and hid them on their desk, and because of 9/11, they never fulfilled them, and it was a congressional order. Therefore, those orders should be reimbursed and all of my things should be shipped back here to the United States. Too much has gone wrong. And like Fannie Lou Hamer said, I'm sick and tired. I'm tired and sick of things going wrong and people not correcting them. But this time, Joe, you put yourself out there on the line. I'm going to have to come to you and ask personally for your help or mail you a Federal Express, or you can put your team on it, but it certainly is an unclosed case that needs to be closed. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the sound of my voice and being a part of this segment. And as we think about all the stuff that has gone wrong, we have to have somebody come in and do something right. Stay tuned. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. You've got your Omi Inca 7 here live. And during this particular session, we want to talk a little bit more about the five civilized tribes. Who were they? What did they represent? As we know, the five civilized tribes were handpicked by the United States government, and they were picked to work directly with the government to also go and be a barrier between the slaves. You should know this as an African American. They were a barrier between the slaves. They hid the slaves out. And during the World War II, they had them act as Indians, like Seminole Indian, Creed Indians. They all came together and they fought down in the swamps. So many of them should have all kind of bravery emblems for the hard work they did during slavery. They fought in the war, and a lot of them were given their freedom because they fought in the war. And the five civilized tribes were selected to keep the Africans in order. They cohabitated with some of them. They married and had children. And even some of the slaves, in the end, when the so-called masters came down to remove the slaves, he had taken the slaves out of the Native Americans' homes who had enslaved these individual people. So the five civilized tribes, they kept us enslaved as well. They weren't our friend, even though some of us married them. They weren't our friend. They were doing the work of the United States Army, keeping us enslaved. And I want you to know that. But nevertheless, the five civilized tribes right now are given all kinds of money, somewhere to the tune of $31 million, I think, that they plan to give them in the future. And they have given them so much money already. And they were giving them money ever since 1866. They were given their allotment of money. Okay? So the Indians weren't damaged that much. They had reservations they could go live on. Okay? Someone just took the land from them. But really, that land was ours. So they had no business giving it, having it anyway. But then they paid them to go work on the casinos. They gave them money. They paid no taxes. They were living good. They just had to live out on the reservation. And nevertheless, they were perpetrating a fraud because they were not the indigenous first world people. We were. So did they secretly set up a treaty with the United States Army to keep the slaves enslaved, so that they can have the rapport with non-melanized people and get paid? Yes, they worked against them. Now, I asked Dane, who says that we are Native American, but they're not accepting us. They want their own nation. They don't want African Americans coming and saying, can we be a part? And they haven't taught us anything. We haven't learned anything of their history. Even though we can claim a nation, what good would it do if we have no history with them? At least over in Africa, a lot of the countries are welcoming us and giving us land and allowing us to learn their languages and be a part of their customs and traditions. And we must have some customs and traditions. We simply must. We cannot go off of the fact that just because the Native Americans were here, that they wanted to embrace us as their family. They didn't always want to embrace us as a family. They segregated themselves from us. As a black Indian, they didn't want anything to do with us. So we got to talk about that some more, Brother Dane. We got to talk about what can we do about that, because we certainly don't have a religion with them, and we do always inhabit the praises. God inhabits our praises, and we've got to stick to a spiritual base. Now, I want to say for the record that Joe Biden is ignoring us, and he must give us a presence to sit down and talk about how closely related the Native Americans are to the indigenous first world people, and that's us. And he's going to have to think again that if he start handing out checks and money to them, then he definitely better be ready to hand out our reparations, because we certainly are in order for it. And I want to say to those who have been listening this evening, I want you to go and do your homework and study and find out who were these five civilized tribes and what did they do exactly. I know that they had the Seminole, they had the Cree, they had the Blackfoot, and the other two, I have to think about them. But nevertheless, these Indians worked very closely with the government, and they were tied to the government, just like Harriet Tubman was. Harriet gave rations out to black military men and women, and she worked for the government. Yes, she was an agent. Now, we can say for all intents and purposes that the five civilized tribes was an agent, too, working for the government against the African slaves. We'll go into that some more later on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go here to the chat room. Our chat rooms are open now. For anyone that would like to come in and chat, our chat rooms are open. We want to invite you into the chat room. And I am Omika, and you can come in and chat with me. For those of you who are here and would like to chat, call in and let me know. Stay tuned. To make an announcement that our modules have already gone out on Facebook. For those of you who are interested in taking the classes where we talk about teaching the preparation for priesthood, and for those who are in the market for learning about traditional African faith and the way of life, I have put two of the modules out already out on Facebook. You can go out and look for them on the thread, and basically go through them. It teaches a foundation of prayer. I'm sure you'll enjoy them. Please go out and take advantage of that. I will be putting some others up, and we're going to be talking about intuition. The next two classes is still neophyte training, and you'll notice them because it'll say neophyte training. And you can just open them up, and then it'll take you right into the lesson. And we do, Jamel and I are featured on some of the shows when we first started, when we were doing the actual dedication to the actual, can you think of it, our dedication in prayer and dedication to the ancestors, and we do a whole ritual. So So you definitely want to go on and take a listen at them. We do have Jamel speaking in some of them, which she is an excellent orator, and I think you'll enjoy that. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, our phone lines are 515-605-9839. You can call in, or you can come into our chat room, and you can speak directly to me. We've been talking about the five civilized tribes coming to hang out with our President Joe Biden, and him getting the notion that only the natives have been abused and through human trafficking and damaging through relationships. He talked about the LGBTQ having some views with some of the Native American women. And I think he needs to address them personal, because if they have been doing this, then do a speech directly to them, because you certainly have given them a lot of breaks and you have serviced them. So you have a right to speak to them if they're doing something that's wrong in nature. And once again, I'd like to say that we are for the Native Americans getting their break. They've been getting their break for a long time, even with the casinos and not having to pay taxes and giving large sums of money back in 1866, as far back. They've been giving all kinds of money from the treaties. Even though they've broken all the treaties, they still have been given money. But nobody has offered us anything for our Mayafa. We had a Mayafa which was greater than the Jewish major catastrophe. And nobody offered us anything, no therapy, no help, no assistance, none whatsoever. And yet they still think that we are not going to latch on with the five civilized tribes. We are the five civilized tribes. And we were here before they were. And you just can't go picking them out and molding them and hand preparing them to do your work, because they can no longer keep us in slavery. We have made up our mind. We will not be held down. Before we be a slave, we will be buried in our grave, just like Harriet said. We're going forth, and we're going up to the mountain, and we're going to see down in the valley. Yes, we are. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that we cannot continue to be found wanting if everybody else and their groups are going to supersede us. Our voices will get louder, and the one that has the squeaky wheel will get the oil. We will raise our voices to the things that are wrong in the black community. And just like I said earlier, there's a lot of women going abroad, giving up their life and their livelihood and taking a chance by living on the economy. All of the soldiers are protected. They live on the base where they can get some security and protection. But us civilians, when we go over to service the military, we have to live on the economy. And when the sleepers were available, they were serenading everyone's house, including ours. And we could have been abducted, and we could have been taken as prisoners. But thank God that a lonely little German help to see fit to get us out of the country. Yes, we were stranded overseas. Yes, I had my congressman, Senator Feingold, put in a petitioning the United States Army of BSB 414 to give me my traveling orders and not to leave me and my family overseas for foolishness and lies that were found out to be nothing but lies. They put our lives on the line for some cockamamie falsehood stories that four other women perpetrated who wanted our jobs. And we were faithful and loyal over a few things. Then they asked us to work more hours and more shifts, and we did. And we were never rewarded. We like our ticket tape parade. We'd like our country to receive us back home like wounded war victims, but at the same time, preserving us and acknowledging us, just like you want to do for the Native Americans. We too deserve recognition for the work we did at BSB 414. And we have not, did not our hearts burn when we came back to America, but to only find we had no support from our United States Army, to only find that they did not govern us like citizens of the United States. They acted as if we were refugees. They left us at the border. We had to call in to radio stations asking for help to come home. Well, we're home now. So we're asking Joe Biden to look into the way that the civilian teachers were treated back in 1997 on the Hanau campus, 414 BSD. I want you to know personally, President Joe Biden, that I've been waiting for a person like you to come along that I can speak to personally about the way your higher hand handled their own people while overseas. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to end this session. We don't have any callers just calling in. I want to thank you so much for your time. And please do come back and support us and be a part of our establishment. And as I tell you, we have membership now. We're going to make sure that every man or woman that is looking for a way of life, a way of improving human beings, every man and woman that is looking to have EWOP pay, good character and good conduct. That's what we're teaching. We're not teaching the regular things in the classroom anymore. We're teaching you how to become an actual EWOP, how to become a devotee, someone that's devoted to living righteous, someone that's devoted to living an upright life. And we're teaching those things. We're passing out good character and good conduct. And we're labeling these individuals with the badge so that they will have a chance to live a life of compiling with what the Creator has told us to do. So I've been commissioned to teach in the highways and byways of those that want to live a life for Christ and those that want to live a life for their higher self. We will be teaching that through traditional African theological study. I am a professor. I am a scholar. I graduated distinguished in my class, in my top 10 half of the class. And what I'm teaching you is what I learned from my mentor. And I'd like to pass it on to you. We have a free membership for the first year for our basic program. For our premium program is $5. So for those of you who would like to have membership, please let me know. We'd like to give you the right hand of fellowship and welcome you in. Thank you so very much. And I'd like to say, for those of you who are still questioning whether or not you want to learn good character and good conduct, we teach people how to pray, how to set their altar up, how to cast OB, how to also throw the OB, and understanding what sacrifice is. Why is it necessary to sacrifice after you've been given a reading? We will then be teaching small bits and pieces of the orishas, the 256 orishas. We're going to be teaching all of that. Excuse me. And these two logos that just went out, I'm sure you will find them beneficial. All of our recordings are listed. And we will be putting them in order for you to listen to while in on Facebook or while on the LinkedIn. So they're out there on two of those platforms. And nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to come in and follow us and not just be a soothsayer and not just be a friend, but follow the leader. Be a part. Sign up. Get your free membership. Learn a little bit about good character and good conduct. It will get you far. Because God wants us to have purpose and aim on this earth. And I aim to teach as many people that would like to learn about African traditional religion. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, our phone lines are 515-605-9373. 888-859-8839. And you have about 10 more minutes to call in. We're going to go to commercial, and we're going to play Up Above. Hold tight. For going all the way with Omi on this particular escapade. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being here this evening. And we've been talking about the congressional order that our president-elect, President Joe Biden, has been writing for the Native Americans. And he has been addressing everyone who's been doing bad except for the African Americans. I don't know what is the reason for that, but we'll soon get to the bottom of that, because I'm sure that African Americans are going to want to get an audience with President Joe Biden. Doesn't he know that African Americans are really in disguise as the first world people, and nobody has taken up a fight for our Mayafa? I want you to know that we had a Mayafa that was greater than the Jews, much greater, and our Mayafa was a dreadful story. Now, if that story is not true, I'd like to hear from someone to tell me, because they've been trying to tell us that we've got falsehood about we never were on ships and that we were already here. Well, somebody was in slavery, I do know, because they couldn't muster up all those pictures. They couldn't muster up all those pictures. I think my little kitty cat has come to music. Hold on. They couldn't muster up all those pictures, those insanely gross pictures of people being beat and mutilated. Somebody was in slavery. And I want to tell Dane the same thing. Somebody had to have posed for those pictures that was in slavery. Now, if that was true, of the beatings and the gruesome demoralization, then we're owed reparation. We are owed reparation, and there's no two ways about it. Then if we weren't on those ships and they beat us here on this ground and we never went across the water, then it's no different. We were still beaten. Nevertheless, the Native Americans didn't want us on their ground. They didn't want us in their nation, in their camp. And they didn't embrace us like we thought they should have. And we didn't have a religion with them. We didn't have a call to prayer. And we were spiritual praying people. So we had to learn that from our southerner continents, from Africa. It wasn't learned from the so-called Native Americans. They didn't teach us that. They didn't embrace us and teach us how to be a part of their group. As a matter of fact, they didn't want us to be a part at all, and they still don't. But yet we're fighting to be amongst the Native Americans, and they're telling us that they don't want us. In the meantime, we're saying that we're them. No, we're not them. We're first world indigenous people who could have came from Africa and that had Africans' traditional religion and proceeded on with the lifestyle like the natives as well. But we've got a serious, serious thing to do. We have got to decipher who we are and under what grounds we're going to call what we're going to call ourselves. And we've got to have respect from those who have held the reign over us, and that is a governmental system. They must see us for who we were. We have built this country, and we did it. We did it with love and kindness, because we still draw the attention of the Caucasian, because we have loved him. In spite of all the dirt that he's done to us, we have loved him with compassion in our heart. And just for that alone, God is going to see fit to fix this country. And he's not going to just fix it for the LGBTQ people or for the Native American, but he's going to put the African American first world people right up there in front. In a little while now, President O'Biden, you're going to have to release the funds that are due to us and the recognition. You're going to have to. And if no say-so over you, God will make that decision. And whatever he, whenever we decree something that he's going to do, it will come to pass. And I'm decreeing today that Joe Biden will have to sit down with the African Americans, and he will have to give us our reparations. I'll decree it on this day that I said Joe Biden will come to his senses to decree the acclamation that we well overdue. And we should have long had our reparations. How can a people be deterred for so long? How can you look at the history of the people and see all the dirt that was done and not admonish that they need that help now? We've been trying to hold ourselves up in spite of all the detrimental things that have been done to us. Just as I described to you the embarrassment of what was done to the teachers over on BSB 414 overseas. It has been a long time since somebody has spoke out of that regime. There was many women that went unnoticed and that were suffering without anyone doing anything about it. But I have spoken out, and I'm waiting for Joe Biden to acknowledge that the 414 BSB did something wrong and that it must be corrected. You cannot leave a settlement on the table like that when you've all but admitted to wrongdoing, but you never paid off. You never paid off that victim. That victim is still damaged. And my family and I were damaged. And we're still waiting for it to come to pass that everything will be rectified. Now, I know you can't bring back our 20-pound, 18-pound of household goods, but you can make it right with us, and you can settle with us like it was supposed to be. I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of our discussion today, and I hope you will follow closely over what Joe Biden has decided to do with his Native Americans and his five civilized tribes. Hold on. Okay. We have someone in the chat room now. Those of you who are in the chat room, if you'd like to speak, hello. 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 Purple Pill, would you like to say something? Okay, let me do what you're saying. One should not refer to oneself as 11, 18, 22, 53, NATO. Okay, you're right about that. So what should one say? Okay. Okay, what do you want to say? What is your name? Would you like to say something, Purple Pill? Can you say something else? I think I did something wrong here. Uh-oh. Purple pill. Let me see. Okay. Okay, what are you saying? The term Native American is derived from the old French term. Okay, N-A-I-F, I like that, okay. N-A-I-F means born in bondage. Born in bondage. Are you Native American? Are you Native American? Well, African Americans are all a percentage of Native American. Because we were the first world people here. Would you not agree? Okay, Native minus the T. I can get with that. Okay. So what can you tell us about the Native Americans, Purple Pill? Purple Pill, what can you tell us about the Native Americans? Why don't you come over and pick up the phone line? You can dial in. Our number is 515-605-9839. If you would like to dial in, so the rest of the... Can you dial in on your phone? I was saying that number is 515-605-9839. Can you dial in for me? Okay, I can deal with that. I believe that. But other folks would like to hear your voice if you would like to call in. Purple Pill, can you hear me? Hour, okay. Not ignorance. I don't think nobody's being ignorant in here today. I know I'm not trying to be. not at this hour. I don't know where you are, but
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6 step, indigenous standard, process.
Thank you.